Brussels terror attack victim euthanized at 23 after unbearable psychological suffering. By Chris Tomlinson on October 8, 2022. A Flemish woman who was present at the Brussels National Airport in 2016 during the radical Islamic terror attack has been euthanized at the age of 23 due to psychological trauma and suffering. Shadi Dakorte was just 23 when she died earlier this year on May 7 after requesting to be euthanized following years of psychological trauma and suffering resulting from her experiences on March 22, 2016, when Islamist terrorists detonated explosives at the Brussels National Airport. The young Flemish woman, who was with 90 other classmates in the airport departures area that day heading for a graduation trip to Rome, was not physically injured by the explosion. Despite being just several meters away, broadcaster RTBF reports. A few weeks after the attacks, Dakorte was hospitalized in a psychiatric facility in Antwerp and was treated with antidepressants. On Facebook, she claimed to have taken as many as 11 antidepressant pills per day and wrote, "With all the medication I take, I feel like a ghost who no longer feels anything. Maybe there were other solutions than drugs. There are some students who react worse than others to traumatic events. And having had her twice in an interview, I can tell you that Shani Dakorte was one of those fragile students. For me it is clear, she already had serious psychological disorders before the attack. So I referred her to psychiatry," a psychologist who worked at Dakorte's school told RTBF. In the years that followed the terror attack, Dakorte was again hospitalized in 2018, and in 2020 made an attempt to end her own life. She had also made several requests for euthanasia but was denied until she approached an association that advocates for those wishing to end their own lives with the assistance of physicians. In April of this year, Dakorte again made a request for euthanasia, which was granted by two psychiatrists. She was killed the following month surrounded by her family. Dakorte is not the only terror attack survivor in recent years to be greatly psychologically affected by their experience. In 2019, Guillaume Vallet, a survivor of the 2015 Bataclan attack in Paris, was recognized as the 131st victim of the attack after he ended his own life in 2017. Vallet, like Dakorte, suffered from psychological trauma in the form of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, which deteriorated to the point that he hanged himself. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.